Part 2 of Legend Land by Varius, as retold by Lyonnais, recorded for LibriVox.org by Magda Cornut. The Stone Man of St. Clair. 1,000 feet above sea level, among the heather and bracken of Craddock Moor, 4 or 5 miles north of Liskeard, you may find today the remains of 3 ancient stone circles known as the Harlers. Antiquaries will tell you that the Druids first erected them, but the people of the countryside know better. From father to son, from grandparent to child, through long centuries, the story has been handed down of how the Harlers came to be fixed in eternal stillness high up there above the little village of St. Clair. Exactly how long ago it was, nobody knows, but it happened in those early days when pious saints were settling down in the remote parts of savage Cornwall and striving to convert the wild Cornish from the pagan ways. Then, as even to this day, the game of hurling, a sort of primitive rugby football, was a popular pastime with the people. Village used to play against village, with goals perhaps 4 or 5 miles apart. And the good folk of St. Clair were as fond of the game as any of the neighbors. So fond, in fact, that they would play it on any and every occasion, despite the admonitions of the local saint and person after whom the village was named. Again and again, he would notice that his little church was empty on Sunday mornings, while the shouts and noise of a hard-fought hurling match drifted across the moorland in through the open church door. Again and again, he would take his flock to task for the godless ways and their Sabbath-breaking games. But it was of little use. For a Sunday or two, they would be penitent and attend service. Then would come a fine morning and a challenge perhaps from the Harlers of St. Eve or North Hill, on the other side of the moors, and the young man would decide to chance another lecture from the patient saint, and out they would go to the hillside to do battle for the honor of the parish. But even the patience of saints comes to an end at last, and good St. Clair saw something more than words was needed to lead his people into the right way. And so it happened one Sunday morning, in the midst of a hot tussle on Craddock Moor, the outraged St. Clair arrived in search of his erring flock. He bade them cease their game at once and return to church. Some of them obeyed, wandering sheepishly off down the hill. Some were defiant and told the worthy man to go back to his prayers and not to come up there to spoil sport. Then St. Clair spoke in anger. Raising his staff, he told them in solemn and awful tones that it should be as they had chosen, since they preferred the game on the moor to their service in church. On their moor, at their game, they should stay forever. He lowered his staff, and to the horror of all onlookers, the defiant ones were seen to be turned into stone. Many centuries have passed since then. Time, wind, and rain have weathered the stone men out of all semblance of humanity. Some have been destroyed, but most still remain as an awful example to impious Sabbath profaners. And there you may see them, silent and still, just as they were struck on that grim Sunday in the dark long ago. The glorious moorland, rugged and wild, stretches all about them, a wonderful walking country where one may escape from all cares and wander for hours, amid the bracken and sweet-smelling grasses, and find strange prehistoric remains seldom visited by any but the moorland sheep and the wild birds. It is a country of vast spaces and far views. You may see on one hand the Severn Sea, on the other the Channel. To the east the upstanding blue hills of Dartmoor, and to the west the rugged highlands by Land's End. And then trudge back at night, weary but happy to Liskeard, described as the pleasantest town in Cornwall, and find it hard to believe that only 5 hours away is the toil and turmoil of London. End of The Stone Man of St. Clair. This recording is in the public domain.